And good morning again. It is Oliver Callan, Arash Arish here until 10 o'clock in the cool of the Radio Centre while Rome sizzles outside. The heat wave has begun. There will be ice cream and also outbreaks of flip-flops. And in the words of the poet and philosopher Katrina and the Waves, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. And so on. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. I'm on Instagram at TheOliverCallan now. Feel free to complain about the heat, by the way, because that's what we do, isn't it? But do it in your local vernacular, please. Up our way in Monaghan, you'd hear, the oxus is burnt off me. Do you know, like an oxter, meaning your underarm, or the sweat is rowling off you. That'd be one. Now, it's not rolling, it's rowling off you. Imagine what sort of a country we'd be if Irish people could speak fluent English. Someday. Pure roasting it is. Hey. And there's great drying out, actually, isn't there? There's great drying out, especially if what you're putting out on the line to dry is most of the Midlands. So there you go. 51551, that is our text number. As the heat sent the spiders demented, by the way, because I was sitting outside yesterday and there was a spider and it was about the size of, you know, a stone in a good plum with legs. And it was moving when I was kind of looking at moving around, and I left it alone, moved over to the other side, closer to the hedge, and there was a spider's web there where a wasp was fighting a spider in the hedge. It was kind of enthralling stuff. And the wasp actually won and flew off, probably got a bit of venom, but it kind of lunged towards me. So it was a very Jumanji. It's kind of Jumanji out there, because I thought September is the time when the spiders go a little bit. You know those, when you've left the room for 30 seconds and you come back in and get caught in a web on the way in. Anyway, that's happening. By the way, I was looking at Met Aaron's longer forecast, their further outlook. Yes, they said beyond Sunday, the current indication suggests it'll turn more unsettled early next week, with temperatures falling back to closer to average for the time of year. That average being highs of 18, lows of 13, and cloud 50% of the time. Because that is the discussion now. It's like, when will it be over? I'm not sure I'm enjoying this, and so on. We're entering the world of Willy Wonka later on this morning. We're going to meet Paris Themen, who played Mike TV in the legendary film from 1971. He was spotted in Kells. You might remember we were discussing this last week. He was in Kells in County Meath and he left a golden ticket in the pub, so we'll chat to him. Also, National Heritage Week is next week, so we're going to be chatting to a blacksmith in Limerick who's looking for people to join his fascinating tool-making course, as in the tools for blacksmiths, in his forge down there. What great weather to be working out of a forge, says you. So that's all coming up later in the programme, so do stay with us on that. Now, looking across the newspapers today, and there's lots of stuff about the place. You're hearing on Morning Ireland there about the accommodation crisis, which is going from bad to worse, to catastrophic to disastrous. Well, the lovely people in Inishman, in the middle of the Aran Islands, they was offering a house to one family rent-free, and there were some catches and conditions, including the family has to have kids of school-going age. And obviously, and this is only a population of 200 over there, they were overwhelmed with the response to the offer of free accommodation for the school, one whole school year. They got 1,300 applications for the single slot. Moréadní Fáthairte, she basically set the whole thing up with the aim of raising the number of children attending school on the small island. So a really good idea, but they were swamped, and I'm sure they're going to find somebody there to do that. And they're highlighting, of course, the remote working hub that Inishman offers with the broadband they have, and highlighting the employment opportunities on the island, but overwhelmed because, as you hear, the number of properties to rent is at a record low, which is, we seem to be hearing that every few weeks now at this stage. But on and on it goes, and good luck to the people of Inishman with their wonderful idea, and I hope they get the nicest people in the world. I'm sure it's a country full of sound people, as we know, and as Russell Crowe is discovering, because he was spotted in Trinity College making a film about an exorcist priest. So what has he done? Well, he's obviously moved into the only house we have fit for Hollywood stars, now officially known as the Matt Damon home in Dorky. He's moved into the Dorky mansion, and in keeping with our theme of pretending we're completely cool and nice, unfazed by famous people, but actually just constantly hounding them and announcing on the radio where they're now living, and then pretending we're sound. We're basically a nation of Kathy Bates in misery. I'm your number one fan. Galway Dog Charity has seeing a surge in owners surrendering dogs. Her.ie have been telling us that Modra, which is a lovely dog charity based in Galway, catering to people in Galway and in Mayo, have recorded a massive increase in owners surrendering their pets. So this is obviously in keeping with all the lockdown figaries people got. They said, we'd love a dog, we'd be really good, we're excellent with dogs. And so now as they go back to work and so on, they're surrendering dogs into their care. But actually when you look down into it, there are other reasons for it. And again, the rental issues and accommodation not being suitable, people having to leave one place, go to another. There's limited options and they find themselves, there's no room for a dog. This is not good for a dog. So they go, please, can you take care of this dog? Some people have illnesses in the family. There are dog behaviour issues. But they're asking, if you're looking to surrender a dog, you may have to wait some time due to the burdens they're under because the shelter, they can't take them. They can't take in any dogs from outside Galway or Mayo. And their Modra is saying, please stop. And they have links on their sites. And her.ie, in fact, has a link for a dog behavioural therapist. So don't surrender the dog. Don't give up. Don't give up is the message there from Modra in the west of Ireland. 51551 is the text that said, the heat is wicked in West Cork, says Finbar. That's what a hard tea now. The heat out here is wicked. You could rare piglets outside. That'd be from around, I'm thinking kind of Midwest, Limerick, Clare direction. Lewis Capaldi, who he mentions, hang out with Niall Horan in Mullingar in the Fla. They're kind of keeping the Fla going themselves, even though it's ended. And during their travels, One Direction star Niall he introduced Lewis to the beloved Irish delicacy, our native food, the chicken fillet roll. And he was sitting outside a spa on Mullingar's Dominic Street, which I think is one of the top things to see in Mullingar. And they were tucking into the rolls and Lewis Capaldi saying, it's decent. It's what I have for lunch. Niall is saying it's decent. It's what he has every day for lunch. Really, really, Niall Horan. I bet he has a nutritionist and like a gym the size of Munster. Let's face it. But and Lewis Capaldi is from Scotland. They're one. You know, they have very suspect delicacies in Scotland, deep fried Mars bars and sheep's stomachs and plenty of begrudgery as well, don't they, over in Glasgow way. Now, there's an English lad who's an ultra runner. What does that mean? Well, he just does massive marathons. He once famously recreated Forrest Gump's 15,000 miles crisscrossing the US, 24,000 kilometres, a couple of years ago. And what is he on? Well, he's in Ireland now and he's run the width of Ireland in less than 24 hours. Seemingly becoming the first person to accomplish the feat. Well, our listeners might correct him on that. But the interesting thing is that before he set off from Galway, traversing the country via Tullamore into Dublin, he had a pint of Guinness at the beginning and he'd another one at the end. And he ran all day, all night. And he'd four people helping him along the way as he went along the roads there. And well, we're interested in because we want to see did Irish people stay sound through the whole thing. He was obviously on social media and people came down to support him from here, and random supporters, he says, kept him going. One fella, he said, drove for 45 minutes, having heard about him, and he brought us down a bunch of bananas. And my body went, yep, I want one of them. Going through Offaly, the staff of a local shop came out to cheer him on, and they provide him with cereal bars. Very nice. And a runner called Tony appeared along the River Liffey. It was a guardian angel, he says, and guided him towards the finish line, the 10 miles to go, and Tony came out and encouraged him and said, come on, the heat's wicked, get it finished. And so he finished it off. So he did his crisscross. He ran it right across Ireland. Reckons he's the first person to do it, according to BBC News. And he finished with a pint in Dublin at the end of the 24 hours. I wonder, did he have the pint in Temple Bar? I hope we didn't disgrace ourselves now. Someone told me a pint in Temple Bar now is €8.95. So we're heading for the €10 pint. 10! Australia is marking the passing of Olivia Newton-John in a very classy way. What have they done? Well, they've lit up their landmarks across the country in pink to honour the Australian singer and Grease star who died on Monday in America. The Optus Stadium in Perth, Flinders Street Railway Station in Melbourne all glowed pink on Tuesday night. The Victorian state premier said the gesture was to remember Olivia Newton-John and her enormous contribution to cancer awareness, treatment and research. So, and her image was projected onto various buildings as well. So it's a very nice, kind of tasteful way to do that. Something that apparently is not very tasteful, according to the Irish Daily Mail, is the new musical for The Devil Wears Prada. So you might know The Devil Wears Prada. It's a very well-known film starring Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep. It's about the only beloved film starring Anne Hathaway, if we're honest, isn't it? Isn't it? Meryl Streep, though, was in it. And I Didn't Know is based on a 2003 novel about the less than stylish, hopeful journalist Andy Sack, serving an assistant to a major New York City fashion magazine editor, roughly based on Anna Wintour. So anyway, the musical, which is written by Elton John, and he's pretty good at musicals, you know, The Lion King, he did the Billy Elliot West End production as well, that's toured all around the world. So he handled the score, and you had Tony Award winners, people styling and so on. Well, it launched and had its, it was the opening performance at a theatre in Chicago, basically. And it's been absolutely eviscerated. There's some great lines about it, you know, because the best reviews are always the ones that, the hatchet jobs, aren't they? The worst reviews of critics calling it an irredeemable fiasco, citing boring music, zero style, flat characters. The Devil Wears Prada musical, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, runs the gamut from mildly diverting to mostly egregiously disappointing. So, and Elton John is at the opening night and he's reading these, and I presume he's having a tantrum as we speak. What does it sound like? Well, we have a clip from The Devil Wears Prada musical. Let us decide if it's good or bad. Based on that, it's got a hunk of Elton John off it. There's a brass section. It's, you know, I can see myself getting into that. But the critics have decided en masse to completely. I wonder, will it end up like the Spider-Man musical, which because it was with Bono on the Edge, and they write that, and there were problems with the flying wires in Broadway, and it cost a fortune, it collapsed. And when something is no longer available to be seen, you kind of go, I really want to see that. And there was an American Psycho musical, wasn't there, which may have happened, disappeared. A bit like the Batgirl film that was cancelled last week after Warner Brothers spent $100 million on it. You're thinking, I wouldn't mind to have a look at that now. Could it really be that bad, given the junk that gets made and that we watch and sometimes kind of enjoy? Now, we've got top tips. The Irish Daily Mail has a whole pullout on 10, what are they calling, 10 genius tricks to avoid the holiday half stone. Well, I've had my holidays and I've had my half stone. How do I avoid it? What can I do the next time? Apparently, the top tip is to drink champagne with your left hand, presumably if you're a right-handed person. And this is one that's very good for you. Eat ice cream, not sorbet. I thought it was always the other way around because ice cream is the most fattening thing. I always think of Robert De Niro in Raging Bull and how he put up the weight by just eating ice cream nonstop for 2 months. Ice cream, what is the problem with ice? Sorbet is pure sugar. If you want ice cream, then have the real thing, which will contain fat and some of the protein that will slow the release of the sugar. But have it in a cup, not in a cone, and don't have any extras like the sprinkles or the syrups or the flake or anything. And also have it while you're walking, because apparently the muscles will utilise the sugar for immediate energy and won't store it as fat. So there you go. Your next holiday, you've got the champagne on your left hand, you have a cup of ice cream on the right, and you walk down a boardwalk or something, and then, you know, the ice cream is obviously now melting down your hand, the champagne is spilling. Pour the champagne maybe into the ice cream. Just whatever you do, keep walking. So you're going to have like the marathon runner in Galway. You're going to have four people supplying you with champagne and ice cream as you're walking around, and you'll dodge the dreaded holiday half stone. The Guardian tells us that there's been a disturbing wave of midges, which is destroying tourist trade in the Italian town. In Ortobello, in Tuscany, midges have, I thought it was an Irish thing, and in Scotland in particular, people say, don't go to Scotland due to the midges in the summertime. Go when it's lovely and sunny in December, and they're all dead, and you will too if you spend overnight outside. The restaurants have had to close at 9 o'clock because they've been absolutely, and there are photographs of just waves of midges coming down on people's dinner, and it's a moment of psychological horror, apparently, on outdoor diners. Thousands of midges gathering around the light bulbs, moving in a disturbing wave between the outdoor tables. What's happening? Well, the heat wave, the climate change, high temperatures have reduced the presence of frogs, bats and various birds that eat all the midges. So that's why we need more bats in this country. Stick up the bat boxes, because they will eat the midges for you and they'll reduce it and you won't end up like the poor people in Ottobello in Tuscany. Now, people are stupid, as you know. And in Brazil, we're told that due to the global monkey pox outbreak, people have taken to killing monkeys who are not responsible for the wave of infections between humans. 10 monkeys in Brazil have been poisoned in less than a week in the city there in Sao Paulo. And the WHO has come out to say, look, people have to know the transmission we see now is among humans. They have 1,700 cases of monkeypox in Brazil. And people are, they're just out urging people, it's nothing to do with the monkeys. I thought they were going to change the name, but they haven't really got around to that, have they? Which is, they'll have to do that urgently. But there you go. You just can't have anything nice in the world. So the poor old monkeys are getting a poor old time based on the pox that's going around. It's a very unfortunate name, isn't it? Monkey pox. And there aren't enough, even though we have vaccines made, ready to go for years, there just isn't enough around. Now, sad news in the world of music, as you might have heard, Daryl Hunt, he was the bassist for The Pogues, that amazing punk band fronted by Shane McGowan. And they announced his death at the age of 72 yesterday. And Shane McGowan said, I'm very, very sorry that Daryl has passed on. He was a really nice guy, great friend, great bass player. We'll all miss him. May he have a happy state of eternal bliss and bless his family and friends. Love, Shane. And Daryl Hunt was the bass player on the album If I Should Fall From Grace With God, which included the mega hit Fairy Tale of New York. Now, it is a heatwave, so we shouldn't be playing that one. We play this one, which is far more summery for us. And what a legacy he's left. 51551 is the text number. Good morning to you, and Daryl Hunt, take care. That's a good one. That's Fiesta from the Pogues, of course, and some thunderous bass in there from the late Daryl Hunt. 51551, that is the text number. Good morning. Will you please let Oliver know that Saturday, the 13th of August, is Lefties Day, and us lefties will be holding our champagne in our right hand. So more power to the Kit Hoagie out there. Country Village near... Oh, this is all the kind of different vernaculars for the heat, okay? And there's a bit of language in this now. For some reason, people have gone... they've gone a little bit, you know, a bit mad in the weather, a bit sweary in the weather. Country Village near Galway, the men all complain of scalded arses in this weather, okay? As my friend's dad would say, that hate would bake shite in a dog. Okay, very, very okay. It's a nice phrase for this hour of the day. Thank you very much. Sitting outside for food in Ballyconneely in County Galway, yes, and out of the blue, hundreds of flying ants. So not the midges. They decided to join. Look, they're flying ants. You always hear about them in the radio this time of the year. They're out mating. They look like wasps, but they're flying ants. The midges are eating the arse off me, says Bernadette in County Meath. Didn't know it was a problem in Meath. A lot of arsey stuff going on there in the text. Please, bear with us, listeners. You think the Temple Bar pint is dear? Try this. €13.50 for a pint on the Champs-Élysées last Sunday. And worse, not even a pint. It's a half litre, 2 fluid ounces less in owl money, says Jerry Keelty in Boyle in County Roscommon, which is appropriately named this weather, Jerry, isn't it? 35. Are you on the Champs-Élysées? Are you running up and down on the Champs-Élysées? It's 13.50. Yeah, well, I mean, they do have the sights. You know, Temple Bar versus the Champs-Élysées competition. Who knows? 51551, that is the text number. We're going to talk to Mike TV after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
And 51551, that's the text number. He was a nice fellow, wasn't he, Paris Themen? There's a text in relation to Willy Wonka. Johnny Depp's version in the later film doesn't come close for charm to Gene Wilder's. Beloved by generations, beloved, his portrayal is so magical. It's a Christmas staple, says John. Indeed, and I think a lot of people reckon Johnny Depp's version was based on Michael Jackson and then given Johnny Depp's subsequent reputation, it all fills us with a little bit of a ugh. And don't forget, there's a third Willy Wonka. Timothée Chalamet is going to play Wonka in the film coming out next year. It's going to be a prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the story there. So we'll watch out for that one. I think he'll do a good job. He's an amazing actor in everything else he does. Back to flying ants we are here now. Flying ants and Bray are looking to mate. Maybe a few uncles could get down there pronto to oblige, says Bob. Yes, that's in keeping with the fact that we can't speak English in this country, isn't it? Flying aunts. We'd have to say aunts to differentiate. Ants and aunts. We all have auntie this and auntie that. And that, like, he's dead right. Far more serious one here. Midges will always be found around trees. As a bad golfer, when, not if, I hit the ball into the trees, eventually when I emerge, I'll have an atmosphere of midges around my head who will accompany me until my next foray into more trees, where I'll add to my collections, is this sad golfer wandering around. That's a good indie rock band name, isn't it? Atmosphere of Midges. I'm on that thing today. Now, you might remember our chat with Elizabeth Clayton yesterday about the Irish vet Aileen Cust. And somebody texts in and says, you know, that vet that we had over in Roscommon who fought to get qualified and so on, and that was being ignored by the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons until she eventually got accredited in 1922 and kind of left Ireland. It'd be a great story for a movie. Well, we got something even better. There's a play called A Lone Furrow, and it's about Aileen Cust's incredible story. It's in the Roscommon Arts Centre from August the 18th to the 20th. That's next week at 8 p.m. So get on to the Roscommon Arts Centre for A Lone Furrow, and you will not be disappointed by that incredible story. It's nearly a quarter to 10. 51551. You can email us ryan@rte.ie and we'll take some music. Love a bit of Muse there. We're all about the bass this morning on the show. Now, Heritage Week. Oh, great music choice. Sorry, before we go to that, great music choice. I'm always up for praise. Muse, the song is transporting me across the world to Australia. I first heard that album, Black Hole and Revelations, on the plane to Sydney with my darling husband, Dave. Memories, says Helen in Cork. You know, it gives me nostalgic vibe. I think I've seen Muse 5 times, including the very first Witness in the Fairy House, which became Oxygen and no longer is there. But there you go. Almost out of time. 515, well, that was the text number. No point anymore. There's a real fascination with blacksmithing. Forging and forming red hot metal by a skilled artisan is amazing. But wielding a heavy hammer in front of a furnace in a heatwave, not great timing for recruitment, I'd have thought, says John. Oh, you cynic, John. I mean, like, these blacksmiths, they're proper people, you know, tough people. The heatwave means nothing to them. They're in front of a furnace. And Heritage Week can't be moved. All right. Yeah, thanks for that. Just heard Mike TV on the radio with the pleasure of meeting him and his wife Nikki a few years back. He gave us some golden tickets, which we cherish dearly, says Keith and Beatrice. And just to let us know, this texter says, listening to Mass online at Multi Farnham Abbey this morning, they prayed for all the comedians. Why? Explaining it's the Feast of St. Lawrence, and he was the patron saint of all the comedians and cooks. You see, comedians can't even get a patron saint day. We have to share it with Gordon Ramsay, whoever is. We'll never stop complaining. It's gone 10 o'clock, so Philip Boucher Hayes is next. We're back tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.